What's happening now?
Harbor Commission meeting Tuesday, May 6th, 2025, at 7:00 PM, Borough Hall, 100 First Avenue, Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey. This meeting is called to order. The regular meeting of the Atlantic Highlands Harbor Commission is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of annual meetings to the Asbury Park Press and the Two River Times, and by posting it on the bulletin boards in the Harbor Office and Borough Hall reserved for such announcements, and by filing it with the municipal clerk on January 7th, 2025. This agenda is complete to the extent known, and formal action will be taken. Roll call, please.
Mr. Colasarta?
Here.
Ms. Forbes?
Here.
Mr. Curry?
Here.
Mr. Kraus?
Here.
Mr. Sawyer?
Here.
Mr. Sutton?
Here.
Mr. Wall?
Here. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and a moment of silence.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Approval of April 1st, 2025, regular meeting minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mr. Colasarta?
Yes.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Approval of April 1st, 2025, executive session meeting minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mr. Colasarta?
Yes.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Abstain.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Payment of bills from April 7th, 2025, in the amount of $143,631.25.
I'll move to approve.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Colasarta?
Yes.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Payment of bills from April 21st, 2025, in the amount of $77,023.68.
I'll move to approve.
I'll second.
Did I ever hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Colasarta?
Yes.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Following the agenda to committee reports, finance, Mr. Curry?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Year to date for 2025, we are flat compared to 2024. Birth rentals are up slightly. Launching and hoisting are down slightly, as well as dockage. I believe that's due to some prior fishing issues that Mr. Kraus has expressed in the past as far as the fishing being down.
Not with the dockage. I think dockage is probably that we had a very good year because we had a lot of work boats last year.
Launching and is down because of the fishing conditions. We also are slightly behind on some building rentals due to some late payments, but that should catch up this month and going forward. We're also down on fuel, which I believe is probably due to the fishing conditions as well. There might not be as many boats and fishing and weather going hand in hand. As far as the budget, we're on budget for the year as of April 30th. We're still operating on a temporary budget. The budget was finalized and approved last night. But we continue to expect that to be on budget going forward. And that's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Curry. Leases, Mr. Kraus?
Yes, two items, Mr. Chair. One is that we had just the other day received a request from the Yacht Club for another meeting on the deck proposal. Second is just to clarify what I reported last month on the Evolution Hair Salon. They have actually completed their interior work, which they paid for, with the exception of part of what we agreed to pay for was putting in about 100 square feet of insulation in the ceiling that did not exist. Sometime in the future, they will paint the entire building. They have already done some stucco repairs on a couple of windows and what was probably an old door. Between those repairs and the insulation, we had agreed to absorb roughly $2,500 of their improvements, which is in accordance with the lease. And since they're painting brick, they have agreed that when their lease comes up for renewal, which is either January or February or December or January, that we would add to the lease renewal that they will be responsible for painting in the future, not the harbor, since they're painting brick. And that's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Kraus. Personnel, Mr. Sawyer?
No report this evening, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Operations, Mr. Sutton?
No report this evening, no.
Thank you, Mr. Sutton. Clean Marina, Ms. Forbes?
Thank you, Chairman. On Saturday, in thankfully very good weather, the Green Team, along with six local resident volunteers, installed 80 plants at the new Olfactory Garden, which is sited between Evolution, the salon, and the pathway bordering the skate park. The landscape designer, Ashley Cruz, who lives in town and is the shade tree chair, designed the project and selected the materials. These plantings were designed so that fragrant native plants will be in continuous bloom from April through late September. And this project was supported through a grant from Sustainable Jersey and the PSENG Foundation of $2,000 and headed up, obviously, by the Green Team. On April 12th, the spring beach sweep with Clean Ocean Action was hugely successful. We had lots and lots of families. I was out there. It was cold and gray and misty, but we had tons of families and school groups despite that. And thanks to Mr. Flieger and his team for wrangling the dumpsters as always. And I want to recognize our beach captains, EC Chair Blake Deacon and Morgan Spicer, who stood out there for hours greeting folks who wanted to participate. And lastly, as many may have noticed, the EV chargers are operational. And we're seeing consistent signups for the C-Streak day rate deal of $10 per day for commuters who connect between 9 a.m. and return by 6:30 p.m. That is my report. Thank you.
Thank you.
And if I can just add to that, that the owner of the Evolution Salon was very pleased about what the Green Team was doing in dressing up the area adjacent to his the building that he rents.
Thank you, Mr. Kraus. Special events, Mr. Colasurdo.
Thank you, Chairman. Short report. We had several facility requests. Some have already been approved, so the ones I'm going to report on are this past Saturday. Governor candidate Mikey Sherrill requested use of the senior facility, which we granted use of. So she and Monmouth County Democrats used that on Saturday night. We had two requests for September 13th. One is the Historical Society's historical society event, and the other one is for a wedding at the gazebo. They happened at two different times, so it was appropriate to approve both of them. And then on May 31st, we have the Henry Hudson Car Wash, which we approved. That's it, Chairman.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Colasurdo. Administrator report, Mr. Farragina?
Nothing to report this evening.
Thank you. Attorney's report, Mr. McGinn?
Nothing to report this evening.
Thank you. Harbor manager, Mr. Flieger?
Yes, sir. We have all the channel markers out at the entrances to the harbor. We have received the title for the 1980 34-foot Silver King cabin cruiser from the Van den Broek titles. I received that this past week. So I have two titles now, so we're going to get them up on the auction block. The harbor is filling up nicely. We have been checking the piers to make sure everything's okay, and we do that every spring, and I'm halfway through and I'm still going with that. So and that's pretty much it right now.
Thank you, go ahead, sir.
And the senior center air conditioning is now functioning. Slotins came in today and repaired that.
Okay, great, thank you. Assistant manager report, Mr. White?
Yes, just one thing. The preferred contractors who we hired to fix the pole over by, they contacted us, and they have finally been in touch with JCP&L, and they are now in the scheduling mode to get those three transformers moved over. And we just got to coordinate that stuff during a holiday or a weekend.
Okay, good. That's good. Thank you. Now is the public portion of our meeting. If you'd like to address the commission, please stand up and come forward and state your name and address. Okay, thank you. Oh, come on, ma'am. Sorry.
Mary Trank, 10 Ocean. I'd like to know why the tenant is painting the brick, because it seems an unusual decision.
Being a hair salon and in the business of appearances, they felt that the business looked a little shabby, the building looked a little shabby, and quite frankly, when they brought it up, I was embarrassed by the condition of the north side of the building. There are other buildings in town with painted brick, and we thought it was not out of place. And also it relieved, since the harbor would have been responsible for some of the portions of the building that was painting, we now have unloaded that responsibility on the tenant.
They're trying to upgrade it to make it look more presentable. So.
What color are they painting it?
The brick, for the most part, will be white, and then there are black accents, primarily the columns and the trim.
So that, area of First Avenue is, brick and brown. The Hess building, the bicycle shop building, Gaslight, it's all kind of brick and brown. Have you thought about that having a white painted building there will be out of character with the surrounding properties?
There are also some painted buildings on, and I don't, maybe the chair can comment on this because I remember you had spotted
along First Avenue, the upholstery. What is four or five buildings actually that are painted? I understand what you're saying. We had concerns as well. But one of the things that convinced me that it was a good opportunity for us to have them maintain it. If you do look at the building, the front of it is brick, but the north side facing the water has been jury-rigged probably for years. There is no brick. There was a door that you can just see. It's not a continuous brick as the front is. So by painting the whole thing the same color and accenting the columns, when you see it, there's cement columns on each corner. They sent us an architectural drawing of the finished product, and it was quite impressive.
So they sent you that, that picture was in the context of the rest of the area there? I understand that, down First Avenue, there's white buildings, but that space right there is not black and white. It's brick. And the Hess Building is kind of like a...
Actually, some of what you think was brick was actually a...
Texture 111 that was painted to look...
Yeah, it's a French expression, Trump d'oil or some Trump, I forget what the word is, but it was actually plywood painted to look like brick.
Okay, well, I don't know the material. I do know, like, the color scheme. So, are you saying that the gas light, that's not brick?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying portions of the building that the building that Evolution is in was actually not brick.
The front of the building is not brick?
No, the front of the building I think is brick. It was the portion of the north side and some of the south side.
Right. I spent the day there Saturday, planted the garden. Like, I understand the side of the building is a mess. So I get that. although I don't understand why it's going to be painted white. I don't think that, like, it goes there, particularly with the, now that plot of land is a garden next to it. It feels stark to me, but I understand why that has to be fixed. What I'm talking about is painting the brick front of the building. Isn't it bad to paint brick? Doesn't it hold moisture in the brick?
That technical aspect, I don't know, but maybe Lou knows. But
it depends on what they're using. If it's a whitewash paint, which is made for masonry, I don't see a problem with it.
And they're going to be responsible for maintaining
it. I mean, as long as it's sealed, it shouldn't absorb water. Right now, the brick will absorb water naturally. And you can see that with a lot of the green mold that's down there along the bottom. But they're probably going to power wash it and they're going to have to wait for it to dry. And then it'll prime and paint. So
what I'm hearing is that they are promising to take care of it, which takes the financial burden off the harbor to take care of it. But I think I would urge you to be cautious about what they get to do, just because they're going to take care of it going forward. Because I haven't seen the rendering, but when I live at 10 Ocean, when I pull into my spot, it's facing First Avenue. So I look at that building once a day, and everything down there is brown and beige. So now you're going to put a white building with black columns, and those are really big black columns. And I don't think it fits with the style of the neighborhood. So I would just encourage you to think about this. Just because they want it. I mean, there's other ways it could be fixed up without painting the brick, which, because I researched it today, is not the best idea for maintenance of brick going forward. But I understand you're saying they're going to take care of it. So I just ask you to consider those things.
Okay, we certainly will keep that in mind. And the tenant there, he's been there for years now, and that place is always immaculate outside, and the inside is well maintained as well. He's been a wonderful tenant, but I appreciate your comments, and we'll certainly keep that in mind. Thank you. Anyone else like to address the commission? Okay, thank you. There's no executive session today. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Meeting adjourned.